Protected by police, construction workers moved in unexpectedly on the Apostolic Nunciature in Hanoi, Vietnam at dawn this morning to begin demolition work and turn the building and its surrounding grounds into a public library and park. The site has been at the centre of an eight-month land dispute between the parishioners of Thai Ha Parish, the original owners of the land, and the local Hanoi government, who forcibly took over all church buildings in the area in 1954 with the rise to power of the Communist Party. Fascist Tarawala has more.
Vers 4 heures du matin, les policiers sont venus nombreux.
The Archbishop of Hanoi, Joseph Ngo Quan Kiet, has expressed his sorrow at the unannounced and shocking move, describing Friday morning's actions as a sad blow to hopes for improved relations between the Holy See and the Vietnamese government. He notes that in February last, after lengthy discussions with church and Vatican representatives, the local authorities had agreed to restore the property to Catholics for use as a place of worship. Only 3 months ago, a Vatican delegation headed by Monsignor Pietro Parolin, Undersecretary for Relations with States, travelled to Vietnam to meet with religious and civil authorities. On that occasion, there was talk about beginning as soon as possible the activity of the working group charged with establishing the timetable and means for normalization of diplomatic relations between the Holy See and Vietnam, and also of the gradual restoration to ecclesiastical use of properties previously nationalized.
No.
Archbishop Kiet said they were given no forewarning of the government's decision to go back on its promise. He added that many Catholics had flocked to the site and are holding a peaceful prayer vigil there, calling for calm and a return to dialogue. The Archbishop also expressed his confusion over the evolution of events. Vietnam is home to over 7 million Catholics. I am Festus Tarawali.